Blake Ruffino with us. Then Ole Miss Evie coming up later this hour. 615-844-5600. The F&M Bank Hotline. Blake, Coach O the other day, what did you take away from some of his words?
Focus, Bill. Focus. You know, look, I'll just call it a spade a spade. Look, there's a lot of times that Ed, I don't want to say bumbles and stumbles and fumbles his words, but Bill, he does. He didn't this week. Bill, until LSU goes out on the field and starts laying the smackdown on teams like they've done in the past, people won't believe my words, and I understand that. But a locked-in Ed Orgeron's what you saw, and a locked-in LSU's what you're about to get. Bill, I was up there a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of people, you know, I've kind of been talking about it on my show up at the, you know, up at Football Ops. Bill, there is a locked-in focus, okay, from this entire staff and really, Bill, from the players. Something LSU did in 2019 and I'll give an example here, what they did in 2019 from the receiver core. Every receiver caught over 10,000 passes. Bill, they're back to doing that. The focus, the locked in, the energy that Ed Orgeron is exuding, I think you saw in SEC Media Days, and that's just my takeaway from what I heard Ed on Monday. I thought, Bill, I just honestly thought he killed it. Just how laser-focused he was.
I don't know if this is any kind of consensus or not, but just the few SEC talking heads I saw on TV are predicting Miles Brennan gets the quarterback job.
Yeah, okay.
Not sure I buy that.
Bill, I'm not buying it at all. Bill, they hired an entire offensive staff to fit one quarterback, and it's not the skill set of Miles Brennan. Now, I'm not saying that Miles can't beat Max out, but, Bill, it's hard for me to believe. I posted a video yesterday on Twitter on my Facebook or my Twitter page, at Blake J. Ruffino. And Bill, I just basically am showing you film of what this RPO game that LSU wants to run and why Max is going to be – probably just a little bit above Miles. Bill, we've gone 5 years, 4 years for sure, where Miles Brennan has not missed a game because of injury. I think that what LSU is trying to do, you have to have a quarterback that can be mobile. Bill, breaking down this Florida film, Florida just did not have an answer, and really neither did Ole Miss, because of how accurate Max was, and because of his legs. Bill, I'm not saying Miles is not a good quarterback, but what I am saying is that the offense that LSU is trying to enact and enable and get back to, Bill, everybody remembers Joe Burrow. It's that 2019 offense, but everybody remembers what Joe Burrow did through the air. And I understand that 60 touchdowns through the air is something that we've never seen before, especially in the SEC. But one thing that we don't remember, Bill, is how dynamic Joe Burrow was with his legs in this RPO scheme and offense. Bill, everybody says, well, the quarterback doesn't run during RPO, and I get that. But a defensive end, when you're reading the DN, he does not know that the outside receiver is running a quick slant. He has to read the mesh point of the quarterback and the running back to make sure to see if he's going to give, if he's going to take, what is he going to do. The linebacker has those same reads, and so it makes it very difficult. Miles does not have the ability to run. He does not move well. I don't care, Bill, that he has a big arm. What I care about is he deadly accurate, and can he move? That's what you have to have in today's game. You can't be a statue. And look, people say, well, Blake, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, but those guys are highly athletic in the pocket, Drew Brees as well. And what they do before pre-snap, is what sets those guys apart, not anything else. Miles hasn't shown that yet. So, Bill, I'm going to buy all of my stock in this Max Johnson train right now because, Bill, I mentioned this two nights ago on my show, the entire locker room is getting behind one guy. His name's not Miles Brennan. So I'm just going to leave that one there.
Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his content, and it's quite diverse, lots of information on all his shows. Any tidbits that you took away as far as personnel? Was there any kind of secret that was released there?
I don't really think that, Bill, there was a really anything other than Major Burns, maybe the safety, Louisiana kid that committed to Georgia, signed with Georgia, with the transfer portal and the transfer portal, or transfer rule that you can transfer in conference and play. Bill, I mean, look, from what everything that we heard from the offseason where we talked about, Ed kind of confirmed the two transfers that LSU got, one in Mike Jones, the nickel linebacker guy that's probably going to play a little bit more inside, and Major Burns, those are probably going to be two guys that start. That would be the only personnel thing that we heard that Ed was, that Ed said. But, Bill, it's not something that we didn't kind of already know. If Ed and LSU has historically shown you one thing, is that if they go get a grad transfer or a transfer in general that's eligible, 9 times out of 10, they are starters. I got to give Ed credit where credit's due, Bill. When they go into the portal, I mean, look at the guys that they've got in the portal. Every one of them besides one, and Cole Tracy, who is a kicker, has been drafted, and drafted within the first 4 rounds. That's something that I think Ed has done, Ed and company has done very well with. Mike Jones is a guy that I'm very high on, Bill. We've seen him at the linebacker position line up in the slot and have interceptions and run with wide receivers. What do you do when you – and he's played in the inside. So what do you do with a guy that's that versatile? And Major Burns, I think that we haven't seen much of, but, Bill, from everything that we're hearing, he's had an absolutely phenomenal summer, and something that LSU desperately needs is a good playmaking safety.
Anything new in recruiting?
Bill, they're killing it. Look, I will tell you this. I mentioned him last week. I'll mention him again this week. Bill, the fact that Quincy Wiggins isn't getting more publicity right now is a dang shame. I have not seen the defensive lineman in this state. I get Mason Smith. I understand it. Bill, this kid's a freak of nature. I think that he's leaning more to LSU. I project him with maybe in the next couple of months him popping for LSU. Emory Jones, Bill, an interior lineman, who another guy that look, I'm just calling it what it is, a guy that's underrated. Bill, he power cleaned 320 yesterday like a champ. What LSU is doing on both lines of scrimmage is, I think, and what Nick Saban, and all of his credit, what he has done is what's going to start separating LSU from the pack and what separates teams from the pack. So I think that those two guys, Emory Jones is going to be committing in 9 days. He's going to be coming to LSU from everything that I hear. And Bill, I think that LSU really wants to get a couple more recruits before, you know, the season and camp really starts. And I'm going to tell you something again, Bill. There's these camps going on, and I know a lot of people nationally talk about Arch Manning. Again, I'm going to tell you that he's not winning all of these reps, okay? There are kids in this state that are going toe-to-toe with him, and it Bill, Walker Howard included, it's really fun. I'll just leave it there. Look, Arch is good, and I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying it's a really high level of competition that we have never seen in the state of Louisiana before.
Nick Saban on Tuesday putting out that Bryce Young already has about 7 figures in agreements. What tactical angle was Nick using there?
Oh, Bill, come on. It's recruiting. I mean, you mean to tell me that's – and here's another thing. And Bama fans, I'm asking. Okay, I'm not criticizing. I'm asking. Bill, I haven't seen any of it. So Bryce Young must be the luckiest man in America that someone can give him over 7 figures – and him not endorse and push out and advertise something. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying it's not true, Bill. I kind of want to see it, you know. But it's always a recruiting tactic with Nick. It's always about recruiting with Nick. Bill, it's gone national. It's gone viral. Of course he knew. And, Bill, where at? The state of Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's all strategic with Nick. It always is. Knowing somebody very well on that staff, they talk more about recruiting, Bill, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday than sometimes when they're facing opponents than anything else. At least that's what he tells me. So it's always a tactical ploy with Nick. And you know recruits. I had, you know, a recruit here locally I was talking to. We've done some stuff with him, an offensive lineman. And the first thing that when we were talking yesterday, he goes, "Hey, did you see Bryce Young got seven figures?" I mean, it's exactly what high school kids are seeing and what they want. And so it's always a recruiting ploy from Nick, and it's smart.
Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Yeah, Bill, you got a great lineup today on your show. We're going to be continuing to push out the SEC. Really excited about what we have going on at AYS Sports. So follow us across the board, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, AYS Sports. Sean Merriman, former NFL guy, is coming on tonight. We're going to be talking a lot of football and what he believes in this college football season. And Bill, we'll just continue our quest around the SEC. And as always, I appreciate you having me on.
See you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day. Go Tigers.
There you go. There he is. Blake Ruffino joins us on Wednesdays.